marchforbabies.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It would be inexcusable for us to not be able to take care of last year's business. Keep in mind, we're dealing with a budget that could have gotten done 3 months ago, could have gotten done 2 months ago, could have gotten done last month. When we are this close, simply because of politics. And we are prepared to put whatever resources are required in terms of time and energy to get this done. But that's what the American people expect.
That's President Obama saying that he and Congress will do whatever it takes to avoid a government shutdown this week. And that's where we start on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Stick around for the next hour because we'll be talking about the budget and Japan and Libya and other great things that are controversial. We go to Fox now, Shepard Smith and Jerry Willis, talking about what would happen if lawmakers can't make a deal.
If lawmakers cannot or will not hammer out a deal and the federal government does shut down, what does that mean?
All right, well, so 1981, Congress passed a law that said, look, if it involves personal property, if it involves human life, you can't shut it down. So here's what would actually be open. The military will still do business. Now, whether they get paid or not is another question. The Pentagon had a press conference this afternoon saying, we're not really sure. Border security, port control, airport control, that has to continue. Secret Service detail and the president, obviously they're not going to interrupt that. And finally, air traffic control, the pat-downs continue, even if the government shuts down. Post office, Federal Reserve, all of that is open, Chef.
Jerry, some things would have to close, though, right?
Yeah, you bet. Well, okay, so if you're worried about your Social Security check, you will get that unless you just signed up for benefits. And in that case, processing that order may take some time. You may not get your check right away. Also, so new retirees may have to wait. Applications for visas, passports, that could get caught up and delayed. And national parks, museums, all of that could get closed, shut down for a period of time. Now, something important I really want to mention here. The IRS has said it's an open question whether we will get refunds out or not. Can you imagine that? So
Whoa. You
may have paid your tax religiously and on time, and you may have to wait for that refund.
CNN's Christine Romans talks to Congressman Jeb Hensarling here.
Let's talk a little bit about the president trying to have a turning point here. Going to be talking to your colleagues later this morning, trying to get some sort of an agreement, get a deal going. Are we headed toward a government shutdown, in your view? How likely is this?
Well, House Republicans have passed not one bill, but two bills that fully funds the government, that keeps the government open and begins the process of helping create jobs and put us on a fiscally sustainable path. Unfortunately, Harry Reid in the Senate, who's now had 5 to 6 weeks, they've done nothing. And even my third grader knows that you have to have a bill in the House and a bill in the Senate, and they come together. And so far, there's nothing in the Senate. So, the president coming in, better late than never. Nobody wants to shut down the government, but we have to have a Senate bill. And I'm afraid that the Senate probably wants to have a shutdown. They think it's in their political best interest.
Are we going to have a shutdown on Friday? I mean, do you think you guys can bridge this gap? I mean, it sounds insurmountable to me. Are we going to have a shutdown?
Well, I hope not. You have to ask Harry Reid that question.
We're putting forth another
temporary continuing resolution to ensure that the troops get paid. But again, the Senate hasn't taken it up. We passed the bill. The Democrats in the Senate have it, and the president's been able.
Are you willing to accept less than $61 billion in cuts? Are you willing to meet someplace in the middle?
Well, we're not going to negotiate with ourselves. Again, the Democrats not only don't have a bill, they don't even have a plan. They put nothing on the table.
I'll tell you something. So many Americans, though, hear us talking about this, and they hear process, the bill on the table. I mean, yes, like your third grader, they know how it works. We all know how it works. But when a poll from Pew Research shows that people just don't know who to blame about this, they're concerned about a potential shutdown, and they don't know who to blame. If the government shuts down, who do you blame the most? They were asked. 39% said Republicans. 36% said the Obama administration. 16% said both equally. Do you risk that people see a government shutdown, and they don't get your philosophical and ideological stand here? Instead, they just see Congress not doing its job.
When you talk about a stand, here's the stand we've taken. We've put forth a bill to fund the government. The Democrats in the Senate have it.
Coming up, talk hosts and a member of Congress or two weigh in on how to avoid a government shutdown next on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you. And the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figure I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown program. I'm Doug Steffen from MSNBC. Joe Scarborough talking to Senator Jim Webb of Virginia about whether he thinks they'll be able to get together on the budget or if there's going to be a shutdown on Friday.
You think there's going to be a shutdown?
It's hard to predict, actually, from where we're sitting on this. I think that the debate over this continuing resolution is clearly a warm-up for a couple of other ones that they're going to have. If you look at what was in the papers yesterday and then today about the proposals that are going to be coming down for the true budget that will be developed on the Republican side next year, this is an issue that's going to get a lot of attention.
Can Congress afford not to pass a budget and keep the government open, considering you've seen how dysfunctional Washington is, 11% approval rating? Can Congress afford to not reach a compromise here?
Oh, I think they're going to have to. This has been around a number of times. I think you've got the reality on the Republican side of having to face some of the promises that were made during the last campaign season in a very direct way. The thing people need to understand is the debate we're having right now isn't a budget. It is the implementation of an appropriation process that is ongoing, which makes it a lot more difficult to make the kind of cuts or even have the kinds of discussions that they're talking about. But I think we're going to see some really serious-minded discussions about how to reduce expenditures and have different ways of bringing in revenues. I've had my own thoughts on that over the past month.
What's the best way to do it? How do we get to where we need to be fiscally?
I think that there are good arguments in terms of increasing revenues, not from my perspective, not by throwing out the Bush tax cuts. I have strong feelings about raising taxes on income that's actually earned income, but by taking away a number of the subsidies that go to big corporations, by examining the way the financial sector has worked, particularly issues like carried interest, I think you could look at dividend income, capital gains income in a different way. And on the other hand, I was in the Pentagon and the Reagan administration during the time when we put Graham Rudman, or when Graham Rudman was passed by the Congress, where they mandated a 5% across the board reduction in federal spending, and they fenced the entitlement program, so that came into 10% reductions of budgets, like even the DOD budget that had already been scrubbed. I think you could put spending reductions across the board on government programs and ask them to come up with the money, and I think they can come up with the money.
Talk host Brian Thomas here with Congressman Steve Chabot about the budget mess and the politics that only seems to be making the situation worse.
I could not believe the spending in just March alone. The government spent 8 times more than it took in the month of March. You can't sustain that. It's impossible. It doesn't work. We all know that. We're in a perilous track, Steve. How do you deal with the left and their refusal to even acknowledge this is a problem that will kill us?
Well, it's a huge problem, and the politics of it is it's going to be ugly. You're going to have accusations of Republicans and conservatives wanting to throw seniors out into the street and not care about little children and all the rest, but it's long overdue, and this budget, this kind of huge spending that's out of control is going to kill us.
I'm pulling my hair out over that kind of statement. Not that you make it, Steve, that they make it. That's the talking point.
Right.
70,000 kids are going to die. Seniors are going to be put out in the street. If we do not cut spending and fix this problem, that's the kind of thing that actually will happen.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And those liberals and those folks like Harry Reid and others that we know have already started bashing Republicans and those that are trying to hold the line on spending or cut back on the spending, which is what we really need to do. They're going to demagogue this. They've got their heads in the sand. And I think the public, for the most part, gets it. I think that they're looking at what happened maybe years ago when liberals were successful in painting conservatives as mean-spirited and don't care about folks if you're the ones that are willing to make the tough votes and things that have to be done to get this budget under control. But $14 trillion plus right now is the national debt, and it's heading in the wrong direction by about a trillion and a half each year. It's unsustainable. It's going to bring us all down. It's one of the main reasons this economy hasn't turned around as quickly as we'd all hoped, because what happens is the folks that are going to hire people look at the instability and the out-of-control spending in Washington, and the additional regulations and Obamacare and all the rest, and they're thinking, why would I hire anybody in an economy like this? So now's the time, and we've got to do it.
Well, I agree with you, now's the time, and I guess I want to emphasize, or at least, let's draw the distinctions between 95 when this happened last time and today. I mean, we were not in the middle of a great recession, and I guess I keep wondering when someone's going to start using the D word, but that aside, we were not in the middle of a great recession. We did not talk in terms of trillions of dollars each year in deficit, and we now have, and I believe we have been well educated over the course of the past couple of years, at least, on the bloody cost of things. People are more in tune. They're watching their own dollars and cents more and more each day, and then focusing on the insanity that goes on in Washington, and it's impossible to reconcile.
Yeah, that's right. And back in 95, probably the biggest difference between then and now is that back then we were predicting that if we didn't make dramatic changes, we were going to end up right where we're at now, which is this huge debt with us actually having to borrow from a country that many would consider to be our enemy. China.
Yeah.
That China, let's face it, they are the country that we're going to be competing with for the next 100 years. They're the Soviet Union, of the past when it comes to the one that we're the rival. And they're going to clean our clocks.
Coming up, more on the budget, the politics, and the threat of a shutdown on the countdown.
Do
you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today, and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here talking about what talk radio and talk television is focused on. That includes the possibility of a government shutdown as the battle over the budget continues. In California, talk host Mike Slater here with Rick Mays from ArmyTimes.com about how the shutdown might affect the military.
In the military world, what are the main concerns about this government shutdown? Who is going to be affected by this the most?
Well, you know, under the planning guidance that the Department of Defense has prepared, everybody has to show up for work if you're in uniform. Civilian employees will stay home if they're not essential. They'll show up to work if they are essential. But the risk to them is that they will show up to work and not be paid until the government is funded. So that could last for however long it takes if there's a deadlock.
Really? So I still got to show up, but, I mean, let's say this deadlock goes on for 4 months. They don't get a paycheck for 4 months?
That would be the case, but I can't imagine that would happen. Really, a shutdown of 2 or 3 days is probably what the length would be.
Okay.
For people in the service, it doesn't matter right away. If the government shuts down at midnight on Friday, it doesn't make a difference to them because they weren't going to get paid anyway. The next military payday is on the 15th, so sometime on the 14th they should be receiving the electronic deposits of their paycheck. And those would not happen under the current planning guidance if the government is shut down.
Wow, okay. I got a buddy who's in Secret Service school in Florida, and they're telling him to pack his bags because if there's a government shutdown, then they have to go home. They close the school. Do you know anything about that?
It's Secret Service school, so it's not the Defense Department. But, yes, that would be the plan. I don't know whether they would immediately send people home. It depends on what the forecast looks like. It would be a waste of government's money to have you go home at their expense and then come back later at your expense to make that travel.
What about veterans' benefits?
Veterans' benefits ought to be paid. Their next payday isn't until the 1st of May, so it would take the shutdown would have to last for some time before it runs up against that. And because that's an entitlement program, much like Social Security, those payments should happen anyway.
Oh, okay, so in this shutdown, they're thinking entitlements will still go out for most of the people.
But again, you're not clear. The Obama administration's been a little quiet about exactly what the plans are and how they're going to do it. I think that in part they want to leave that risk factor so that nobody really knows to try to encourage Congress to get something done. And also, if you mention all those things, then you start negotiations. Well, do we make sure we save Social Security? Do we make sure we save military pay? I mean, it just makes the negotiations even more complicated if you if you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, and there's no doubt that this is totally unclear, but I got to just – I know this affects a lot of people who are listening right now, so I just want to keep getting your insight here. What do you think about stuff like veterans hospitals?
Veterans hospitals will remain open. Military hospitals will remain open, but elective surgery could be canceled. According to the planning document that I saw, it said if it's elective surgery, they wouldn't do it. And I think the same thing might happen at VA hospitals, too.
What?
If you have an elective surgery, it may be postponed.
Ken, a caller in Cincinnati, thinks there's too much political infighting over the budget, and Congress needs to get serious and get this stuff done.
Out of the $10 trillion that President Obama inherited, $4 trillion was added to the debt over the last 3 years. So that 40% increase. So, you know, this is all mathematics. And you hear people, they politicize this. They try to race bait this issue. And I really think it's pathetic. I think that we are one America. When I hear people say, I'm fighting for the middle class America, I want people to fight for one America. And I think that's part of the problem. When we also talk about the rich aren't paying their fair share, I find that false as well. Finally, I would say this. I heard one suggestion. The Republicans, they don't want health care. They don't want the Obamacare, the $100 billion that's in the budget for the Obamacare bill. Therefore, fund everything else, take that out of it, and then put it back in the Democrats' lap and see what they say. But this is nothing more than a high-stakes game of gotcha. And American people, we need to wake up, realize we're one America. If we're not happy where we are financially, we need to do what we can do to increase our income.
Up next, shifting the focus to the latest radiation concerns in Japan. That's next on the Countdown.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of hot hits. Now we'll shift our focus to the situation in Japan. Host Brian Freeman talks to a reporter about the latest on the crippled nuclear plant and the radiation concerns there.
What's the latest on the radiation containment attempts in at the nuclear plant?
There's not very good news coming out of Fukushima today, Brian. Engineers are still trying to deal with an 8-inch crack that is thought to be seeping radioactive water straight into the Pacific Ocean. After 4 days, they still haven't had any luck sorting out that problem. And new information coming out today shows that radiation levels taken from water near the plant on Saturday shows that limits of radioactive iodine-131 were 7.5 million times the legal limit in the water taken near the plant. Those limits have those levels have since dropped, taken to around 5 million times the legal limit on Monday. But really, things are looking pretty grim at Fukushima.
Certainly are. That's tremendously high. I heard something at some point in the last few hours about them talking about bringing in these huge containment barges of some sort to store the radioactive water. And I assume they would put those, of course, in that little Elko Bay that's there by the plant. And the first thought was, what if there's another tsunami at some point? Because the area certainly has had its share of aftershocks. Anything on that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the biggest problems facing the engineers at Fukushima right now. They've been pouring seawater and fresh water over these nuclear reactors, four of the main problematic nuclear reactors, since March 11th's earthquake and tsunami. So they're dealing with estimates of about 150,000 tons of contaminated water that are hanging around the plant, that have filled up pits in the plant, and now that they're seeping into the Pacific Ocean. So engineers just just aren't sure what to do with all this water. So they've found a steel structure called a mega float. They'll be filling that mega float with about 100,000 tons of water to try to get rid of some of the contaminated water. And some of the less contaminated water, they're just going to dump straight into the Pacific Ocean. So they're dumping about 11,500 tons of that water into the ocean until Friday. Authorities say that it won't have any serious effect on human health. They're just trying to make way, get rid of some of the less contaminated water so they can deal with the really hazardous stuff at the plant.
Taco's Dave Serrata here with Colin McElwain from Nature Magazine about all the media hype over supposed nuclear problems in Japan and what we do or don't need to be concerned about.
What is your overall take about what lessons we should take away from the Japan situation in terms of moving forward on energy policy? There is this debate happening some say we shouldn't heed anything from Japan because nuclear energy is safe, and at most of our plants, or at least some of our plants, are safer than the plant that broke down in Japan. Others say this should cause us to halt any future nuclear development. Where do you come down? What does the science tell us in your estimation?
Well, my overall take is that there's likely to be an incident of this type quite regularly somewhere in the world, whether it's Chernobyl or Three Mile Island or this one, and the circumstances will always be different. But the risks on the downside will be very serious, and therefore the prospects for somebody who wants to build a nuclear power station, it's going to take 10 years to build it, $5 billion or whatever, and then it's going to be a pretty dubious exercise to do that when something like this can come along and upset the whole apple cart.
Is there anything that can be done design-wise moving forward to design nuclear power plants in a way that, in your estimation, would be considered acceptably safe?
I think that they can become safer. They can become more intrinsically safe. That is, if they fail, then they would be more likely to close themselves down. But I think that there still remain risks and problems with the nuclear fuel cycle, which are very, very difficult to manage. And I think the abandonment of the Yucca Mountain repository scheme is just indicative of how difficult it is to manage these problems in the long term.
What about, I've heard some people mention a different kind of nuclear reactor, a quote-unquote green nuclear reactor. Do you know about this? Is this real? I think it's called, I can't remember the name of the isotope that they use. It starts with thermoside.
Thorium, yeah.
That's right. Is that a real alternative?
The people in India have historically been very interested in thorium reactors because they have no uranium reserves. I think that I think it is a real alternative, and it could be somewhat safer, but I still have my doubts about whether private investors, for example, any investor who has to take all of the risk would be ready to take the risk. And that remains the big issue with nuclear power, more than the direct health risks, the question of whether anybody would pay for it unless the government underwrote the incredible downside risk that, for example, TEPCO in Japan is facing.
Coming up. Over to Libya we go as rumors continue that Gaddafi is looking for a way out. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it.
800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All-natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Talk Radio Countdown, Doug Steffen, Fox News, Martha McCallum, and Dan Senor talked about a new plan the U.S. has to get Gaddafi out.
We are so keen to save Libya from destruction, from civil war. We are listening. And we are saying, yes, we will try our best to meet you, in the middle.
Boy, difficult and very tense times in Libya. That was Libya's spokesman for the government saying that they're willing to meet in the middle. But the U.S. has a new plan to try to break up Gaddafi's inner circle, essentially. And that is unfreezing the bank accounts of defector and former foreign minister, I should say, Moussa Koussa. He is said to be in the process of revealing a lot of the knowledge that he has about the Libyan leader and the inner circle and some of the terrorist activities that they engaged in. So will that move encourage others in that circle to decide, you know what, I want to get out of here as well, tell them what I know in the UK, and we'll see if that follows. Dan Senor is an adjunct senior fellow for Mideast Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, and it's always good to have Dan with us. Good morning to you.
Good to be with you, Martha.
So what do you make of this deal with Moussa Koussa? He's about to be interrogated by Scottish officials for the Pan Am 103 bombing. How's all this look to you?
Well, the Brits and the Scots are trying to strike a balance here. On the one hand, they imposed many sanctions on senior officials of the Libyan regime when the war fighting broke out and the crackdown on the insurgents broke out. And now they want to encourage other Libyan officials like Koussa to flip and to defect. And the only way they argue that they can do that is if they convey that there's a real reward for flipping. So that's what they're trying to do. What they haven't gone so far as to do, it seems, is to say that they're guaranteeing him immunity from future prosecution for his complicity in past terrorist activities, not just the Lockerbie bombing. If he's been close to Gaddafi, he's got a lot of blood on his hands. And so this is the balance that they're trying to strike. Create a situation where he's willing to defect, to flip him, but not go so far as to let him off the hook for any implications in terrorism.
I mean, it's almost like they're trying to smoke them out of this inner circle. They're saying to them, look, if you stay here in Libya, who knows what will happen to you if these, you know, airstrikes continue and things get worse. Here at least is an opportunity for you to leave the country. I don't know if they're letting their families get out as well, and then answer questions that may, you know, kind of lead us to other people. It's like a basic police interrogation.
Absolutely. The only difference is there's a war going on, and the war isn't going well. And it's starting to feel more and more like we're headed towards a stalemate between the rebels and the regime. And there's been a lot of complaints among the rebels, if you read the reporting over the weekend, that they feel like dealing with NATO is bureaucratic and difficult. The U.S. is scaling back its role all in an effort to convey that they're not that involved.
These folks may think this is a sign that they can hang in there.
That they can hang in there, or that trying to flip these Libyan officials could become a substitute for the U.S. playing a more prominent role in trying to drive this through warfighting to closure.
You know, in terms of Moussa Koussa and what he might be able to give us in terms of information about Gaddafi and where that might lead in terms of, you know, international war crimes have even been discussed. Does that avenue get us anywhere, do you think?
Well, to the extent, Koussa by himself is valuable to the extent that he has a lot of information. He has been, as one analyst who follows the Libyan government, has been covering it for a couple decades, said that Koussa has been the left arm and the right arm of the Gaddafi regime. So he knows a lot. But it's not just peeling him away. It's getting his insights and how to peel others away. If there's a way to begin to collapse all that's around Gaddafi, the senior levels, it'll make it very hard for Gaddafi to keep on fighting.
From MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell, here with Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver from Missouri about the responsibility we have to other countries like the Ivory Coast and other places where citizens are suffering the same kind of violence as what's going on in Libya.
What do you think the United States' responsibility ought to be in Cote d'Ivoire and the Ivory Coast, where we have seen hundreds and hundreds of people, both sides apparently have military. The outgoing president is refusing to give up power, and the incoming, the president-elect, who is entitled to take over, but there have been atrocities reported, at least, on both sides. Do we have any responsibility, or should we leave that up to the United Nations?
Well, we have confused the world and the American public, and it goes to both Republican and Democratic administrations. What separates us going into Libya that didn't allow us to go into the Sudan, where tens of thousands, some record that hundreds of thousands were killed. And so it seems as if we have less interest in sub-Saharan Africa than we do in Northern Africa, in the Middle East. And there are probably some reasons for that I don't understand. I hope it's not what many Americans believe, and that is that the oil-rich companies are going to always get the attention of and support from the United States.
Do you think it's a matter of color?
I'm probably one of the strongest person who advocates trying to reduce the language that separates people on the basis of color. That's why I talked about the fact that it may be oil. I don't know. With President Obama, I don't think he made a decision to invade or to use Tomahawk missiles in Libya, but refuses to go into sub-Saharan Africa. After all, his family members are still living there in sub-Saharan Africa, so I don't think it's that. But I think it is still confusing because we don't know what separates it. Somebody needs to explain that to us. What is our interest, the national interest we have in Libya, and why don't we have the same interest in the Ivory Coast, for example?
CNN's John King talking to Major General Margaret Woodward about the status of our involvement with NATO and the ongoing airstrikes there in Libya.
The regular participation by the United States has now been dialed back, which takes the A-10, the AC-130 out of the theater, at least for now. What suffers as a result? Those are two aircraft that can fly in low. They are known as very punishing if they pick out a target and go on the attack. Do other coalition partners have anything comparable?
No, John, but I think if you look at the results all of our different fighters, both U.S. and coalition assets have had, I think that you'll find that across the board they've all been very effective at taking out the assets and hitting the deliberate and dynamic targets that we've given them. So I think the focus on a couple of specific fighter platforms, honestly, in my opinion, is off base. I think you have the assets you need to do the job.
And so then let me take the particular assets out of the equation. Do you see any difference in terms of the capabilities now that the United States is in a secondary or backseat role?
Well, obviously you don't have the same fighter forces in there right now, but I see the NATO fighter forces as capable to be able to do the job. And I think as you watch them through these days today and beyond, you'll see that they're just as effective.
Take me to the first day of this operation. You are given the command to implement this no-fly zone. You're the first woman to command a U.S. combat flight mission. How much does that factor into your mind when I'm sure you're most concerned about, do I have what I need? Am I implementing the way I need to do it? But how much did the history kick into your day?
I can pretty much guarantee you, John, it didn't even cross any of our minds. All of us were working as hard as we could. As you know, it came down pretty quickly. And we were scrambling pretty hard to make sure that we had everything in line so that we would execute this as well as we possibly could. And we really weren't thinking about anything else except to make sure we got our strategy right and that we had our execution well in line.
Coming up next year, military tribunals are back on again at Guantanamo Bay. That's up next on the Countdown.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, talking about what Talk Radio is talking about and the inclusion in the announcement that the 9/11 terrorist trials are back on at Gitmo. Talk host Gail Fallon and Al Malmberg talked to former Judge Advocate General Mike Nardotti about the decision to get the trials going.
My biggest question is, what took Attorney General Holder so long to arrive at what I consider to be the right conclusion?
Well, I think this decision was not quickly and easily made, and I think it is the product of a couple of things. When the president came in, he appointed a task force to examine all issues very thoroughly concerning the treatment of detainees, including whether commissions should be continued. And as he announced a short time ago, when he talked about the detainees remaining there, some detainees remaining indefinitely, he also mentioned that they would continue to use commissions. So I think that once the administration once the mantle of responsibility was assumed by the administration, they recognized that these problems were far more complex and difficult than they may have anticipated during the campaign. And some of the things that were said with respect to closing Guantanamo and how they were going to handle detainees were not easy questions. And essentially what they've come around to is that fundamentally the prior administration had many of these issues right. So it makes eminent practical sense for them to send these people to Guantanamo and I think it's the correct decision.
Mike, over the decades, we've seen several cases, including Shepard v. Maxwell. We've seen the Lindbergh kidnapping trial. We've seen the O.J. Simpson trial, where it became truly a circus-like atmosphere. What in heaven's name did they think would happen if these trials became criminal trials in New York City? How could they not become a circus-like atmosphere?
Well, I think that would be one issue, but I think more importantly, the fundamental considerations that came up at the time that the concept of military commissions was first raised 10 years ago are the same. There are very serious security considerations. It's far simpler and easier to ensure security of the participants and of the surrounding area in a place like Guantanamo than if you're trying to do that in New York City. Can it be done? Sure, but it'd be at great cost and great inconvenience and quite frankly, much higher risk to the population if you have the trial in New York. And people forget that after the 1993 bombing of the Trade Center and the trial of the blind sheik, there was incredible security for that trial, and the security measures had to be continued for participants of the trial, including the federal judge, for a long time after that because of the fear of terrorists. And that was before 9/11. We now have a better idea. We know what these people are capable of. So security is a legitimate consideration, as is intelligence and ensuring that you don't compromise intelligence. And lastly, the issue of taking these unlawful combatants into a forum where exclusionary rules, you know, where you have to keep evidence out because of improper rights advisements or improper searches and seizures, those rules are intended to deter improper law enforcement conduct. They're not intended for the battlefield, and they should not be applied in a situation where you're dealing with unlawful combatants and you're dealing with violations of the law of war.
Here's radio host Bob Franz, who can't believe it's been 10 years and these trials haven't happened yet.
What's the first thing the Obama administration thinks of, the right thing to do or the political thing to do? What's best for us before political cover? Well, you know the answer to that is the same as I do. If the American people aren't going to be happy with that one, I'm going to have to change that, or at least delay it until I can find a way to reverse course without making it look bad for us. So they sat on it, and they sat on it, and they sat on it for months and months and months. And they didn't start those trials. They didn't bring them from Gitmo up into New York and put them in a courtroom. They found ways to make it delayed. Until what? Until the legislature would do exactly what it did with Democratic support. Until they made it illegal to bring any foreign detainees, terror detainees, from Guantanamo Bay to the United States for trial. And then they trot Eric Holder out to play the, I studied this, I know more than they do. This was the right move. President Obama had the right instincts. We were going to do it the right way. We were going to bring them to a federal courtroom where we have the best tools and we have the best track record and we're going to get them in our justice system and keep our place in the world as far as moral high ground, blah, blah, blah. But those nasty legislators in Congress have stopped us, and now we regrettably have to give them to the military tribunals at Gitmo. Yeah, that legal black hole. We hate it, but we don't have any choice now because they banned it. Yeah, they banned us from bringing them into the courtroom, so now we have to do it, and we won't bring them into. See, it's political theater of the highest order, and really of the first class. They're good at it. They really are. They're actually selling this to the American people and expecting them to buy it. And you know what? A number of people will buy it. They even had Mitch McConnell saying, I wish they hadn't taken so long to see things the right way, but at least they're seeing things the right way.
Learn all about the items on the countdown today by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com. 59.